On the phone on Static this evening, we say a big g'day to Graham from Holy Fuck. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I should actually say, how the fuck are you?
Fucking great, man.
So good to have you guys releasing a record so early in the new year, Graham, and you're actually slightly ahead of yourselves, I think, for this record. It's only been 4 years between drinks for Holy Fuck.
Yeah, I know. Well, we had a good run there at the beginning. The first couple records came out pretty quick, and then we took a long break. And then, I mean, it's funny, it takes a while between records, but we weren't, it's not like we were just sort of lounging around doing nothing in those 4 years. We were trying to play as much as possible, and we were writing and recording a lot, so we were still pretty busy. But yeah, we could up our frequency a bit better, I think.
I don't need to hear your excuses, but it's all the more impressive when you realize that now everyone in Holy Fuck is actually living in a different city from each other, is that right?
Yeah, Brian, he was the last one. He moved a couple months ago out of Toronto, so I'm here in Toronto. He's in a small town in Nova Scotia. Matt McQuaid, our bass player, lives in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, and our drummer, Matt Schultz, lives in Brooklyn, New York. So that doesn't help with the frequency of us getting together and making music together.
Graham, I've spoken to a lot of bands about that thing over the years, though, and apparently it actually means that bands get more work done when they do get together because you're kind of maximizing your precious time together.
Absolutely. Yes, it's definitely quality time for sure. And that is the thing. Like, we kind of make do with what we can, where we can. So, I mean, like, even on this record, we were jamming in random rehearsal spaces on the road. We played like a weird forest farm party a couple of years ago and jammed at that and recorded it and came up with ideas there that we ended up using. And so, yeah, you just kind of, it's kind of a guerrilla warfare type of creating. And it's good. It really makes you productive.
Maybe also becoming parents for all of you has made you better at multitasking.
It has. And it's actually like regimented my day very well. Like, I'm very more focused. It's good. It is really, it has been great for that.
Are you a morning person now?
Absolutely. Oh man, never was before, but now 100%. I'm up at 7:30. I come back home. I drop my kid off at school at 9 o'clock. I'm in the studio tinkering away. It's fantastic. Yeah.
The big shakeup on this Holy Fuck record, Graham, is the inclusion of guest vocalists. And I'm kind of amazed it's taken you this long to do it. I mean, did you guys have discussions about this sort of thing in the past?
Yep. It's always been a thing. Like, that's been, people in our circles have told us to do. And yeah, it's always been on the forefront of our mind. I mean, at the very, very, very beginnings of this band, we were the backing band, support band for an MC named Beans from Anti-Pop Consortium.
I remember Beans.
Yeah, yeah. So that was awesome. And so, yeah, those are things that always been in our minds. And I guess, you know, on this record, always trying to shake things up, always trying to push things new. And so, of course, the conversation came up and we really sort of seriously thought about who, what, and where to get on this record. So, yeah, and the collaboration process was very different for us, too, in how we came together with these people.
Was Alexis from Hot Ship the first cab off the rank? Because YouTube bands share management, so I'm guessing it was easy to approach him.
Yes, but although, I'll say, like, it was kind of, that was a happy accident, because everybody we got, we chose, you know, we were fans, and we thought that their voice would suit well to the song, so we were toying around with that song Lux in the studio, and kind of the thought was that it really needed a good hook, like a good vocal. And right around the same time we were working on the record, he dropped his solo album, Beautiful Thing, and the title track from that album really grabbed me, and the vocal delivery and everything was kind of perfect. Like, it was like this solid, really cool, vibey vocal delivery. So yeah, then it was like, well, they do share the same manager, so the path to reach him, and we, you know, he still could have said no, but he said yeah, and so that was awesome.
Alexis is a guy that writes hooks in his sleep as well, Graham, so he was probably a good person to step up.
Yeah, totally. He really, like, rose up to the occasion. Like, he wrote some great lyrics.
I love the fact that the first words on the album that Alexis sings are, I'd like to scrap all of this and start over again. It's almost like he's been eavesdropping on some of your frustrated studio conversations.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We've definitely done that. We've definitely scrapped things and started all over again, for sure.
And Graham, the other two guest vocalists on Deleter are a dog whistle to me and everyone else from Down Under, because there's two Australians, Nicholas Albrook from Pond and Angus Andrew yep. from Liars. Now, this is your ploy to finally be given semi-permanent residency down here, right?
Yes. Yeah, we love it down there, of course. Yeah, and again, I don't know. You know what? You're the first, I didn't really put those things together, but it was just, I mean, you know Angus from playing shows and just being on the road and stuff, and mutual friends in music and stuff. And again, like, it was like, well, we want someone to, you know, there's a line that Brian wrote, and we want someone else to sing in. And it's like, why don't Angus? Yeah, he'd be awesome. And again, you know, we reached out and he agreed to do it. So, yeah, like, everybody was kind of picked specifically for those things. And, yeah, I don't know. I never really thought it would be too, I don't know. We feel kindredness with with Australians, so that doesn't surprise me.
And, Graham, those three songs that the guest vocalists are on and a few more on Deleter are absolute rave pop this time around. Are you old guys feeling in a frisky dancing mood in Holy Fuck these days?
I guess so. I mean, the starting point for a lot of these songs is a lot different than our other albums and other songs and stuff like that. Like, definitely this was the most written. I don't know, like, some songs in the past would have been started with a drum beat from an old drum machine and we would jam out from that, and so you're kind of restricted. And now it was very much wide open. So I guess it happened that we were coming up with more dancey stuff. Maybe we were feeling in a really fun, happy mood. Definitely some of them, there's some other scarier, more cinematic songs like San Sebastian really resonate with us. Those are some cool vibes that we went into that I really like too, but yeah, I don't know. Speaking for myself personally, yeah, I like dance music. Probably like a good song that makes you move.
You've also found some time to get motoric on this record, because my favorite's this loping instrumental called Near Mint, which is more Rodelius than anything else.
Yeah.
Had you always wanted to get some serious krautrock going on?
I guess so, yeah. I think that we have a lot of influences. I think the beauty thing about our band is that we've kind of over the years developed a language, if you will, or like a method of creating that's uniquely our own. And I've kind of likened it to sort of like this weird machine that you kind of drop a nugget into the top and it goes through the Holy Fuck machine and comes out a Holy Fuck song. So we can take that machine and, like, you know, our kraut rock influences and put through it. We put our trance banger dance music influences through it. We put our horror soundtrack movie soundtrack influences through it, and it can come out Holy Fuck. And even though the, you know, our influences are wide and vast, I think we're still being very much sincere and honest about our music.
So what you're saying with the Holy Fuck machine is, Graham, it's kind of like the Batcave, where you just input a few things and out it comes the other end?
Yep, exactly. You nailed it.
And have you yourself learnt from other projects that you've worked on too? Because you keep super busy doing production and mixing, and you've done recent albums by Chick 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 and Metz and Fucked Up. I mean, do you sometimes have an idea when you're working outside of Holy Fuck and think to yourself, oh, I need to apply this next time I go back to the band?
It's all a learning experience, you know, and like, it's wonderful when I can take things that I've learned in Holy Fuck to other projects and other bands that I'm working with. And then I work with a lot of other bands, and yes, I see how their songwriting and how they're coming up with ideas and how they're approaching music. And yeah, you definitely learn big time. And then it makes me better, and I can bring, you know, that mindset back to the band. There's nothing like super specific, but yeah, like, that's one of the big reasons why I really love working with a lot of different people in any capacity and helping with records. Yeah, you learn and you get to meet wonderful people. And it's the best way for me anyway to connect with people. Like, I'm working with a band right now and it's like, yeah, new friends, great.
Well, look, I hope you can connect with us again at some point as well, Graham. Although there's kids to take care of and that kind of thing, I hope you can wing your way back to Australia at some point to tour Deleter. And obviously with two of the vocalists coming from here, you could do some pretty special shows in Australia.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. Yep, it's been a minute since we've been down there, but we've been chomping at the bit to get back because we love it. We really, really do love playing down there. So yeah, anything that can happen.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for now, Graham. We might have a listen to Moment off the Holy Fuck record. It was so great to chat to you on the show this evening.
Same here, man. Yeah, it's great to chat with you too.
This is Holy Fuck now on Static with Moment. Thanks, Graham.
You're welcome.